Not interested in the result at all. You know, it's nice to win, but we're not interested in that. We're only interested in getting minutes under the players' belts. You know, if they win, great, because it gives them a bit of confidence. If they score goals, great, and keep clean sheets. You know, all that is all well and good, but you know, we've got Chelsea on Saturday, so we could be on the other end of the scoreline. So we're not too bothered about the result. We're just happy that we've managed to get through the game. No knocks, no injuries. It was a good game. It was competitive, you know, four goals. You know, four goals might flatter us a little bit, really, when you look at it. So it was a good game, and we've been well hosted by Haven. Good good pitch for the play on, well looked after from the minute we come through the door. So it's been a good night for us, for sure.
And how much of a relief was it to get that first 90 minutes under your belt, you know, going into the Chelsea game?
Well, we haven't managed to get all the players 90 minutes under their belt because there's been a bit of a stop-start season, pre-season for our boys because of a few of them coming back late. So we've got to be a little bit careful with that. But we're happy with how it's gone so far. And obviously the first 90 minutes for a few of them, but not quite all of them at the moment.
And what did you make of the performances of your new players coming in? Of course, Henderson played the second half, you got Norris, all of them played a part today.
Yeah, no, well, they all played a part. I mean, you know, not just the new lads, but it's going to take time because they're all getting to know each other. Hold on, mate. They're all getting to know each other, so, you know, that's going to take time. That's not going to happen even over the course of pre-season. So, you know, they haven't, as a group, they haven't known each other any longer than about 10 days, so to get to know each other as footballers is obviously going to take a bit of time, but I think the new boys that are coming in have given us something different. They've given us energy, legs, goals, so we're happy with that. We just got to add a few more to them now.
And obviously going to America soon, in a way, does it help having quite a tight-knit squad when it comes to morale and atmosphere around the place? I suppose it's easy for them to settle in that way.
Yeah, well, I mean, it does, but you would like a few more to add to your tight-knit squad, if you know what I mean. So yeah, we haven't quite got a squad yet. We've just got a large team, I would say, at the moment. So, you know, we still need to do some work on that. But, you know, with the change in ownership, the new owners that have come in have been absolutely first class so far. You know, for me anyway, they've been really, really supportive. But it's difficult because we've, again, lost another summer of free transfers. You know, we've lost a couple of real good transfers, free transfers. We were managed to keep hold of Dave Norris, thankfully, but we lost a couple of others. One went to the Premier League and one went into the Championship, so we're a little bit disappointed with that. But, you know, it just means it costs a little bit more money to put the squad together. But we'll try our best with it anyway.
Okay.
Steve, quite a few youngsters out there today. Might they be pushing for place in the squad later in the season?
I don't think so at the moment. I think they're far too young, really, the boys that we're talking about out there tonight. You know, we're talking about them being 17 years of age. They're not physically developed. You know, they're far from being men, but, you know, they're good young boys. They've done a bit of training with us so far, and they'll continue to do that. But, you know, there's a fair bit of physical development needed by a couple of our younger lads out there, that's for sure.